WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, everybody. This is WVUA 90.7 FM, The Capstone, and welcome to the real episode number 9 of the Full Court Press Podcast. My name is Jamie Martinez, and I'm finally joined by Alex Chasen and Nick Atkinson.
I'm back, baby.
We hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving with your family, friends, and loved ones. With that being said, on today's episode, look forward to league news and our all-star team predictions after a month into the season. We hope you enjoyed our last podcast, and now let's get into it.
Let's get right into it, boys. All right, so we've been away from each other for about a week. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving happened. Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Favorite Thanksgiving food? Let's talk about it.
Mac and cheese, bro.
That's mac tough. And
undisputed,
cheese. I've never had that on Thanksgiving.
What?
I feel like that's a Southern thing. Oh, you have it?
What?
You've had it out
west? That's crazy.
I feel like that's a Southern thing. No?
Not really. I feel like that's kind of like a staple.
It's just not a Boston thing, I guess.
I guess. I mean, actually this year, I didn't even really have Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
We had Thanksgiving dinner the night before Thanksgiving, because that's the only time my whole family could meet up. And it was like an Italian dinner.
What?
So I didn't even have real Thanksgiving this year.
You eat my food. What? You were eating my food.
I was eating your Italian food, Nick. I didn't really have real Thanksgiving food. Ah. So favorite Thanksgiving foods, go around the table. Mac and cheese.
Yeah, no doubt.
Personally, I like to do a little bit of everything. So I get a bun or like a roll. I put some mashed potatoes and gravy in it. Put a little piece of ham or turkey in there. Put a little bit of mac and cheese or stuffing. Smush it up and eat that John right there.
You're
it's
crazy.
Like it's a little bit of everything on Thanksgiving. Just in one bite. It's fire.
I would say all of it's pretty swell, but I would say when you're just pouring gravy over everything, that's just fire.
Gotta love that gravy.
Yeah, I love the gravy. Favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Young gravy, baby. Oh, young Thanksgiving dessert?
Apple pie.
Okay.
I'm not a big apple pie guy.
Warm, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be authentic.
I don't like pumpkin pie that much.
Ooh, that's my favorite. Ooh, pumpkin pie is my favorite.
It's like either good or bad.
Pumpkin pie with vanilla ice cream, top tier.
Ooh, I never had it with the ice cream.
Yeah,
dessert.
Me neither.
I like pumpkin pie. My favorite is banana cream pie.
Oh yeah,
okay, I love the cream pies, man. It's so fire. The banana.
And for Jamie and I, it was the first time we went home since August. How was it sleeping in your own bed?
Oh my God, it was so nice. You know, unfortunately, I do share a room with my brother. So
did it smell? Because I remember you said it was your mom.
You know,
said it was
I thought
smell.
I was always nose blind, but like. I walked in and it was just like normal. So it's either my brother doesn't smell bad anymore or I'm still nose blind after 3 months. So, I mean, I guess that, what was it, the Lysol commercial or the Febreze commercial wasn't lying.
Yeah.
I'm nose blind. But, yeah, no, California was great. Finally got to get back to that beautiful beach weather. You know, the Morro Rock was back on the Central Coast. Beautiful. Got to see my family down in Fresno. Unfortunately, I did have to leave, come back here. But I'll be back in a week. Christmas time's coming up. Very excited for that. How about you? How was Massachusetts?
It's pretty good. I mean, I went to the gym like at 5:30 in the morning.
Crazy.
Pretty much every day. I was on the grind, and it was like 16 degrees in the morning.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which sucked.
No way.
Yeah, was not used to that anymore, so being freezing cold was not that fun. But I saw my family. I saw some friends. I went up to Vermont
to see a
playoff soccer
game
for my high school. Shout out St. Andrew's School. Barrington, Rhode Island. Shout out. Yeah, it was fun. It was a really good time. I'm excited to go back in December and see more people. Some old teachers, too. I'm going to visit my school. But, yeah, it was a great time. Ready to jump in some basketball?
Let's go. Yeah.
All right. As always, the LeBron scoring tracker. He's finally back in play. He is only 995 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Uh-oh.
He's under the 1,000 mark, guys. It's closing in. And the prediction said
40-ish games.
Yeah, 40-ish games early February, right before the All-Star break. If he stays healthy, knock on wood. That is wood. I think that's wood.
Yeah, it's wood.
We'll say it's wood.
Yeah.
He's going to get it. That's going to be crazy. Again, weekly tradition as of now. Let's move on. Kemba Walker signs with the Dallas Mavericks for the rest of this season.
I thought it would never happen.
And they released Facundo Campazzo.
Yeah.
The GOAT.
Definitely messed up the first name. How do you feel about the signing?
The Kemba?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it'll be good, you know, have somebody like that off the bench. Dinwiddie's kind of been playing the two a little bit this year. So, you know, you have a good score off the bench, good shooter. So,
Do you think he's still serviceable? I put a poll on our Instagram. It was around 50-50. A little more said no. Do you think he's still a serviceable player with the knee injury?
So, it's tough because he's the same size as Campazzo. They're both 6-foot guards. But one of them's the all-time leading scorer of the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, it's kind of crazy what we saw with the drop-off from Charlotte down into Boston and then Boston to New York and, you know, wherever
really
else he
Boston
did.
To New York.
Yeah, yeah, it was really was bad then.
Yeah.
But hopefully he can pick it back up, you know. He's with the best point guard in the league.
Yeah. See his face last night?
Yeah.
I sent it to our group chat.
I mean, hopefully he can, like, kind of ride off of that momentum, what that Luka has going, inspire himself to play better. We'll see what he can get.
Yeah, he's still a great three-point shooter. I think he'll be able to play off the ball really good with Luka.
I agree. Patrick Beverley, his suspension is either up tonight or the next game, but he was suspended for 3 games for getting in an altercation. He pushed over, who was it?
AD, right?
No,
that's his own
DeAndre
team.
Ayton.
He pushed over DeAndre Ayton.
He's on the Lakers. He pushed
over DeAndre Ayton. I'm actually not in favor of this suspension. Patrick Beverley is just doing what he gets paid to do. Be the guy who sticks up for his teammates. He was standing over, I believe, Matt Reeves, DeAndre Ayton.
It was Austin Reeves, yeah.
Austin Reeves. I'm
getting confused out here.
Yeah, Austin Reeves. He's just doing what he gets paid to do. He's not going to score 30 points a night, but he's going to play premier defense, pass the ball a few times, a few turnovers, but at the end of the day, he's going to stick up for his teammates, and that's what he does. Miss a lot of threes, but he's just doing what he gets paid to do. I understand the league has to do what they're going to do, suspend him for, you know, make them look all pretty, but I don't think it's... It's a small suspension, but Pat Bev's just doing what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Robert Williams, Time Lord, is expected to return by Christmas Day. Jamie, you looked at me all scared. Yeah, I know. They're coming.
Oh, it is scary.
Yeah, they're coming. What do you guys think? Because I'm biased. I'm the Celtics fan here. Non-biased, I can't really talk. So what do you guys think?
I think this is huge for the Celtics. I mean, they've been missing that interior presence for a while. I know they've been trying to fill that with Vonleh. And who do they have playing right now?
Cornette. Have you heard of the Cornette contest?
Oh, yeah. He jumps like 40 feet.
So basically, for the audience, I'm going to try to pick this the best I can because you can't see me. Pretend you're shooting the basketball, right? You're at the three-point line. You're about to pull up for the three. And Luke Cornette, he's around 7 feet, 7'1". He puts his arms up. His reach is probably around 10 feet tall. He jumps. So let's say he's up 13 feet in the air. Guess what? You cannot see the basket. That's called the Cornette. Excuse me, my voice is still coming back a little bit. Cornette contest. And you can't see the rim. So guess what happens? Clank. Off the rim. The percentage has not really been calculated yet by experts. But the Cornette contest from viewership of the Boston Celtics fan base is the best in the league. You cannot make it. Like, it's just impossible.
Well, I mean, under that, I think Robert Williams shouldn't even come back. I think y'all found your new big man in the future.
He is doing a very good job defending. Yeah, he's not the most athletic, but the Cornette contest is true. Well, I would say go watch him and see it for yourself.
Yeah. I think under that circumstance, I think it's good bringing Robert Williams back. With the presence defensively that Cornette brings, you can kind of just ease Williams back into the lineup since, you know, Williams is your defender, your interior defender. Now you have Cornette, who's doing a great job interior as well. I mean, you don't really need that presence from Robert Williams as much as you needed it, say, in the finals.
I'm just scared
originally.
They're going to rush him back. Hmm? Yeah. I'm scared they're going to rush him back.
Because this is a lot sooner than a lot of people thought he would come back.
It is, and then I say that to my friends, and they're like, they wouldn't bring him back if it was too soon. They did that last year, and look what happened. So we'll see. Jumping into another injury, Gordon Hayward, former Celtic. He just keeps being on a trek of injuries ever since he broke his ankle probably around 5 years ago at this point. He's expected to miss time undergoing further evaluations on his left shoulder that he fractured. What do you guys think? I mean, it's just a loss for the Hornets, but it's also a good loss for the Hornets because they kind of tank for Wembanyama.
Sure.
Terry Rozier's out with an illness. At least he was last night, a few nights ago. I'm sure he's back now. LaMelo Ball is hurt still.
He's barely playing at all.
Yeah, because he twisted his ankle on a fan. That's just bad luck.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even be mad at that. That's just bad luck. But this is a big loss for them. Gordon Hayward out indefinitely. Further evaluations coming on a fractured left shoulder. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is positive for the Hornets. You know, they get to tank a little bit. I mean, they're still like the worst team in the league, you know, record-wise. So I think that'll help them out a little bit, but... I mean, his wife was over there roasting Michael Jordan and the training staff.
Really?
So, yeah, she was saying...
Robin Hayward.
Yeah.
Damn. Saying, tell me what happened.
She said that they need to evaluate their training staff, you know, take better care of their players.
Or maybe your wife is just injury... Maybe your husband's just injury
Robin,
prone.
Robin, you're always injured. What's going on?
Maybe your husband's just injury prone.
But, I mean, he is, though.
He is, ever since his ankle. Which, again, that wasn't his fault, but it's just been a slew of things.
Yeah.
It's the haircut.
Nah, he got the worst barber in America.
Carl Anthony Towns, probably the biggest injury on our docket today.
Yeah.
He is out for 4 to 6 weeks with a right calf strain. It could have been worse. It looked like an Achilles tear.
Yeah.
But it's a right calf strain. He underwent imaging on Tuesday and he will be out until sometime in January. I was trying to read some big words there by Woj. Absolutely bombed that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this?
I think that it could be good for the bonding of the team, the chemistry a little bit. It takes Kat off the floor, and it can kind of help Gobert and Anthony Edwards to kind of form a relationship a little bit, run that offense, see what they can start to do a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
It's just a little bit sad for them because they're starting to pick up their pace after a slow start. Not immensely, but they're starting to get a little better together as a unit. And now Kat's gone. So
I mean, they have the depth to be fine. I mean, you could.
They
still...
do, but they weren't even performing though when he was there.
Well, I mean, now you just stick Kyle Anderson at the four, and then you got Gobert at the center, and then you got your other guys there, and I feel like they'll be fine.
They maybe get better.
I think they will.
I don't know. It's what happened with the Celtics every time someone gets hurt.
Yeah, I think they will.
Anything on that, Jamie?
This is tough because Carl Anthony Towns is playing at an all-star level, obviously.
He is.
One of the premier forwards in the league.
Which alludes to our conversation
later. One of the best sharpshooting big men we've ever seen, honestly.
The best.
They were just starting to pick up the pace with Edwards and Gobert. I don't know if y'all saw that TikTok clip a little while back of Gobert and Carl Anthony Towns running on the floor together. They were both running point guard, and they were trying to attack the basket. And one of the players was sitting in the corner just dumbfounded. I think is Austin Rivers on the Timberwolves? I don't think he is. He was just sitting in the corner just like dumbfounded at what he was watching. So I mean, it was good that they were picking it up, but they're gonna lose some chemistry here or gain it. I don't even know. The Timberwolves are so confusing. We'll see.
They are. Notable returns per Nick Atkinson. Bucks star Chris Middleton is nearing his season debut potentially as soon as this Friday. You wouldn't really think he's been out because the Bucks have not really missed a step.
Yeah, for
so
real.
Imagine when he comes back.
That just,
I'm not scared as a Celtics fan, but I should be.
No, yeah. I am as a Sixers fan.
I would be.
Yeah.
For Knicks' case, though, 76ers star James Harden is targeting return on this current three-game road trip, likely in his former team stadium, Houston. What do you think, Nick?
It'll be good to have him back. I'd rather Maxie be back than him, but
right.
I mean, that's just my preference. But yeah, I mean, it's good to have him back, have that playmaker besides beside Joel Embiid. He's not Shake Milton, but he'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Then going back to Chris Middleton, how do you think this? Obviously, this helps the Bucks immensely.
Especially their offense.
Especially their offense, right.
Space the floor, man.
Yeah, they can finally take some pressure off of Giannis. They had to do that. Drew Holiday had a lot on his shoulders. He's not really...
He's been having a down year.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not really offensive. He is a good offensive player, but he's not... That's not what his,
It's not his role on that team.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be there for the defense and really just running the offense as a point guard.
Yeah.
Some trade rumors. John Collins is on the docket. I feel like he's been on the docket, though, for years now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to leave this one up to Nick. I'm just going to lay out the teams here, and I want your opinions on this, Nick, because you've been really on this trade more than both of us here. But the Celtics, Kings, Mavericks, and Pistons, and Trailblazers are all rumored to be in trade talks for John Collins. I'm going to give this one to you, Nick. What do you think about all these teams?
Yeah, okay. So I think for the Blazers, this one kind of looks a little nice. It's like... Jeremy Grant has been amazing this season.
Very.
But
almost an all-star.
To get John Collins there, I feel like it adds a whole other dynamic.
With him, or would you trade
Jeremy
Grant?
No, you trade Jeremy Grant for him.
Ooh. I don't really feel like it. I feel like they're just kind of leaves him in the same spot.
Yeah, but it adds the dynamic of, in 10 years, we're going to be fine because we're going to have Simons and John Collins. And Shaden Sharp.
How much of an age difference between Collins and...
Collins is 23 or 24 at most.
He's young.
He's a young guy.
Let's see here. John Collins is 25. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it works. And then Grant's probably like 28. So there's a little bit of an age difference there.
I think that benefits them a lot. But now moving on to Jamie's team, the Kings, Harrison Barnes and a first for John Collins.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that?
I would do that in a heartbeat. Harrison Barnes.
That's a fleece for you, though.
Harrison Barnes has been slowing this offense down so much. We have one of the best offenses in the NBA. It's a very fast-paced offense, and Harrison Barnes' age... his lack of free throw shooting, he's not great around the perimeter. It kind of slows us down a little bit, and I feel like a rim runner like John Collins will help out so much.
Great defender.
That lob threat that we've never really had.
Yeah.
I mean, Sabonis is our really own, like a real, like, under the basket presence that we have.
Yeah.
So John Collins would bring so much to that team. He's really good under the basket defensively as well. I think this would just expand our team so much. We'd be lighting the beam much more.
I've never really heard of John Collins being like upset in Atlanta though.
No, I feel
like whenever these trade rumors happen.
I don't know what this is. Yeah.
But it comes up every year. John Collins, Bradley Beal. But we'll stick with John Collins here. He's never like come out saying he's upset. Or he never seems upset. He seems like, you know, he loves being in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think
the
he
ATL.
Does. Yeah.
So especially with the Kings here, I don't know why the Hawks would do that, because you're just getting worse when you're trying to compete for. I mean, I think you could make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals with that team.
Yeah.
Not a finals team just yet, but.
I mean, yeah, but I mean,
obviously for the Kings, major W, but
yeah,
I don't know why they would trade a
first
round.
But in Atlanta, you don't have a ton of championship experience, and Harrison Barnes does bring that. He has a title over in Golden State.
Yeah.
He does bring a lot of veteran presence. He's kind of seen it all in the
league. I agree, but if John Collins doesn't
want. Young.
I agree, but if John Collins doesn't want out.
Then why are you doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Getting,
I'm not sure
worse.
What
yeah.
it's looking like in Atlanta's point of view.
Pistons,
yeah.
I think that'd be a perfect fit for them.
Yeah, okay, so that one was Bogdanovich and I think...
Which works.
Bogdanovich and Nerlens Noel. Those are the two people.
See, Bogdanovich works because he's on a tear. He's
mm-hmm.
almost all-star level, but...
He won't.
I'm just going to say it now. He's on none of our lists, by
yeah.
the way. but he is at that caliber right now, but he's also 30 years old, if not
yeah,
up to 31.
Yeah, and he's on like a four-year deal.
Uh-huh.
For a lot
bag,
of money.
So.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Mavericks, again, another good one, but you're not going to give up Christian Wood because then you're kind of stuck in the same spot.
I was
going to
say, Christian Wood brings the exact same thing John Collins
does. It
does.
Not as athletic as
well,
John
yeah,
Collins,
but obviously
like,
they're,
yeah.
they're very similar.
Very
similar,
similar
size.
Can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't really know. Celtics.
Yeah.
Just
you
know.
Need it.
We don't really need to get into it.
Yeah,
if this
yeah.
was the team 3 years ago, sure. But now we have Tatum at the power forward, who's obviously proven to be the best player in the league.
Yeah, he's top three. He is definitely top three.
Top three right
lie.
There. Yeah, Nick. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, I can't lie. That's him, Steph, and Luka.
Giannis, Luka.
Oh, yeah.
KD.
Yeah. I mean,
give me a healthy KD.
I feel like KD is probably outside of five.
Mm-hmm.
Or right inside five. I don't know, but
we're
going
to have to re-rank.
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
But yeah, with the Celtics,
Tyrese Maxey.
I don't really know who we give up. That'd be enough.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to. I was talking to Nick earlier. He brought up a trade to me about possibly, completely has nothing to do with John Collins, but possibly getting rid of Peyton Pritchard for who was that you were talking
Batum.
About? Nick Batum. Yeah, because.
Interesting.
Which I'd be like, no. And here's why. I said this to Nick earlier. Peyton Pritchard plays when someone is either hurt or we need to spark off the bench. And whenever he plays like a six man. He could average 18 and probably five off the bench for any team in this
yeah.
league. But he's our like 12th, 13th man, which just shows the depth we have. I don't want to touch anything on this roster. I just want to add health with Rob Williams and then maybe Gallinari way down the line.
Yeah.
Probably not. He's probably going to be out this season.
Yeah.
But I don't
yeah.
really want to touch anything on this team. So thank you, John Collins, but no thank you.
And so like this is one that I just saw before we left. And I think it benefits both teams. So you know how the Suns have been kind of like, you know, they want Crowder off the team. He don't want to be there.
They're first place right now, though.
Yeah.
Surprising me.
So this will be Crowder, Jock Landale, a first-round pick and a second-round pick for John Collins.
Weird.
I'm going to be real. I don't know who Jock Landale is.
He's like a rookie. He's just a young guy, you know.
Again, I don't know how that benefits the Hawks.
I mean, I feel like it kind of does. You get a first round, a second round, and, you know, Crowder is a good defender.
Crowder brings
shooter.
A lot more shooting,
yeah.
too.
He's
he
has
does.
Finals experience
I
twice.
I just feel like the Hawks are in win-now mode, and
yeah.
John Collins fits them so well.
I think so, too.
He's
I
just such
he's
a great
stupid.
Piece to that team. I don't understand why he's ever in trade rumors. Unless like, you're going to get better. But all these trades we've talked about, you regress a little bit,
yeah.
just maybe a little bit more of something that John Collins doesn't do, like maybe a little more defense, but I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't trade him. There's nobody I could see them trading him for unless it's a top 20 player in the league.
Right.
So
let's get into our early – well, not early. We're predicting what the NBA All-Star teams will be, East and West. Obviously, we can't pick because that would be annoying. We're just going to say how many players – who from the East and who from the West will make it. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference here. Nick, take us away.
All right. So for the captain, it's obvious. Giannis,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, he's like the three-time captain of the Eastern Conference, you know. But for my two front court guys, I got Donovan Mitchell and Jaylen Brown. Both been having a really good season. You know, Donovan Mitchell is like right around 30. Jaylen Brown right around 26. You know, he's on the best team in the league. So those two guys definitely should be the starters, I feel like.
Right off the bat, I pose a question.
Yeah.
Again, I appreciate the love for the Boston Celtics and Jaylen Brown, but why not Trae Young?
Because I just feel like Jaylen Brown's on the better team, and he's putting up only two less points than Trae Young, and he's a more efficient, better defender. I feel like there's just no reason he shouldn't be starting over.
Trae's averaging around 8 assists, though. He's dishing out the rock.
Yeah, but I mean,
Hey, this is just for, I respect the love. Yeah. I'm just talking about for pure starters. I don't know if JB has warranted that just yet.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think so. But we're talking about a team that has four losses that would be in a whole different. I mean, y'all would be good, but without Jaylen Brown, I don't know.
No, if I agree. Y'all would I agree. But I feel like for All-Star, it doesn't really matter what team you're on.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like it's kind of like his effect that he has on the court. You know what I'm saying? Like what he does.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like where you're coming from, though, is more for like a award vote rather than All-Star.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. But, hey, shout out JB. I respect the love.
Yep. So, my front court guys, I got Jason Tatum around 31, Giannis 31, and Joel Embiid 32.
I got no complaints on that.
Yeah.
No, I feel like that would be similar with all three of us.
I agree. I think all of ours are similar except that JB spot.
When I was originally making the list, I had Durant over Tatum just because I forgot Tatum was there.
That's crazy.
No, I just forgot about Tatum.
I agree. When I was in the airport trying to come up with the list, I had Durant starting, and then I was going back through it, and I was like, yeah, that just not anymore, KD.
Yeah, I don't
which is crazy.
It's so crazy. Unless he goes to the West. Durant not starting in an All-Star game, that's unheard of.
In the West, he would easily. Yeah. Well, I don't know about
He would start over AD. No, he wouldn't start. LeBron got the fan vote, bro.
Yeah, but KD, if he was in the West, I feel like he'd get a ton of votes, too.
Yeah, not as much as LeBron. He would outrun AD and Jokic, for sure.
Yeah, but I guess you could play AD at the center.
And he's still playing great, just not a. He's averaging 30.
Yeah.
But just.
Losing.
Yeah. Losing
a non effective 30. Yeah. What I would say.
Let's jump into your bench.
All right. So, my bench, I got Trae Young, sixth man, right there, 28 points per game. I got Maxey with him. Durant, like we were talking about, 30 points per game. DeRozan, Bam, Garland, and DeJounte Murray. But I do want to talk about the Tyrese Maxey situation. You know, he's got like 3 weeks until he comes back. So, I'm thinking that might not be enough time, you know, for him to. Make that All-Star appearance, you know. So I'm thinking Halliburton is going to come in, who's been having, like, a point guard season, 19 and 11 on two turnovers a game. Like, that's crazy. Just, like, looking back a couple nights ago, he like, killed the Lakers. Zero turnovers, like, 27, 7 and 14. That's crazy.
Insane.
Found boot camp or whatever his name is to hit
that
game win. Oh, yeah,
Marjon Beauchamp.
Yes,
no,
bro.
Isn't he on the box?
Whoever, you know who I'm talking about.
He had a weird
though.
Name.
Yeah.
Whoever he is.
But like, he's just, like, really a point guard. Like, Chris
he's
Paul
a
6'5
Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Before we keep going, I just want to say for the bench, we followed the NBA's All-Star voting rules. So it'd be two guards, three front court, and then two others at any position.
Yeah.
So off the reserves, yeah.
So if you hear someone that doesn't make it that should, that's just what happens in the All-Star game. It's a little weird. So you're going to see some names, maybe one or two, where you'd be like, how come this person didn't make it? It's because there has to be a certain amount of players at each position, which is crazy to me, but it's how things fall. Well, let's jump into my East starters here. I got Trae Young. That's really the only difference here. This would be his third All-Star selection. Donovan Mitchell would be his fourth All-Star selection. Jason Tatum at small forward also would be his fourth All-Star selection. Excuse me. At power forward, the captain of the East would be Giannis Antetokounmpo, seventh All-Star selection. And at center, we got Joel Embiid. This would be his sixth All-Star selection. Again, the only difference between Nick and I is I got Trae Young at point guard. I just think he's just having a better season than Jaylen Brown. You know, 28 points, 8 assists. Yes, again, Jaylen Brown, I agree, is a way better overall player. But when it comes to All-Star, they want the shooting.
Yeah.
They want the splash. They want the points.
Yeah,
flashiness. They're not worried about
Instagram
how well
plays.
The team is. Yeah. Exactly. What do you guys think about my starting five? Again, it's the only difference is I got Trae Young starting over JB.
Yeah, I mean, it seems realistic. You know, I feel like that's what's going to actually happen. You know what I'm saying? The Jaylen Brown thing was kind of like what I would put there, you know, if I was in control of that. But, yeah.
Hey, I love it. I'm not complaining. At six man for the front court player, I got Kevin Durant. This will be his 13th All-Star selection. Crazy. 13th. It gets even crazier when we get to the West. DeMar DeRozan will be my other front court player, sixth All-Star selection. At the guard, I got Jaylen Brown and Darius Garland. Both of them will be their second All-Star selection. Did you have Darius Garland on yours?
He did.
Yeah,
I did. Okay, good. Because at first I had, what's his name, Jalen Brunson.
Oh, yeah.
Who's having a very good season for him, especially on the Knicks first year. He took a huge step up from last year. But then I looked back, I was like, wait, I forgot Darius Garland. He's got to make it.
I had DeJounte Murray over Garland. But,
I'm not mad at that either. Did I say DeJounte Murray? Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Someone you don't have, though. At least, let me just double check that before I make a fool out of myself. Hold on.
Kristaps?
You don't got Kristaps Porzingis.
I do.
I got Bam instead of him.
I got Bam, too, though.
Because
Bam takes over one of my like free spots where it can be any position.
Okay, well, I guess Yeah, I mean, I just didn't have another front court player. I just have, you know, DeRozan, Bam, and Durant. Those are my three front courts.
I have to give it KP, who's back in All-Star conversation, which is crazy to me. This will be his second All-Star selection. His last one was like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? I did not expect this. He's not playing at the level that he used to, but it is about probably 80% as good, yeah. And it is All-Star caliber, which is crazy. Yeah. I love it. I'm excited.
He destroyed the Timberwolves, man.
He did.
Wasn't that 44 points?
Yeah. Insane. Speaking of that, though, I saw something that said, you know, get Luka help. It was like in quotations, and then somebody said he had help, and it had Brunson and Kristaps. So
I just don't think – I think Kristaps just fits better in this Wizards roster.
Yeah. He can be more of the you know,
he can
the
be
guy.
More of the scorer.
It's the beard.
I have Tyrese Haliburton making his first All-Star appearance. What are the Kings doing?
You know what? De'Aaron Fox.
I don't care with De'Aaron Fox.
Fine.
You could have had both.
I know, but I don't think they would have matched as well
be
together.
Good.
No, because Fox wouldn't be averaging whatever 7 assists he still has. I don't think he would be racking up as many points. Mitchell brings the defense that Haliburton doesn't have. I think Haliburton being traded was the best thing that could have happened to his career.
Yeah.
This is his own team, finally.
That's true.
He wouldn't have had that on the Kings with Fox there, and you know we wouldn't have had Sabonis, and he brings that presence down low. So as much as I hate seeing Haliburton, well, I don't hate to see him thrive because
right.
I was like, oh, we could have had that. I think it's great to see his career blossom elsewhere where I don't think it would have been that way in Sacramento.
In my opinion, though, this spot could have been, and may still be, I don't think he's going to play enough games, though. That's why I don't have him on here. Tyrese Maxey. This could have been his spot. He's out 3 to 4 weeks, though. Small fracture in his left foot. And then at the other spot, the last spot, excuse me.
Oh, my gosh.
Bam Adebayo. No real debate here. He earns it every year. Injury reserves, DeJounte Murray, Pascal Siakam, and Bradley Beal. If someone gets hurt, which usually happens, these are the three guys that I think can make it. Like I said, Murray, Pascal Siakam, and Bradley Beal. Who do I think is the most realistic? Probably Murray.
Murray,
and then Bradley Beal, because Siakam's just coming back from injury, so he has to earn that spot again. But before injury, he was playing very well.
All right, on to my Eastern starters. I have the exact same starting lineup as Alex. Trae Young starting at point guard, Donovan Mitchell at the 2, Tatum at the 3, Captain Giannis Antetokounmpo at the 4, and Joel Embiid at the 5. I just think that's the most
realistic
roster you're going to get. All of these guys are playing almost at an MVP level. Obviously not to the extent of, you know, Giannis, Tatum, Luka, guys like that. But Donovan Mitchell's balling, Trae Young's sniping, Joel Embiid's finally back to form after a slow couple weeks. First couple weeks, Giannis and Tatum are just destroying their competition. So I think that's a pretty easy starting lineup there.
Mm-hmm.
My reserves, I have Jaylen Brown and Tyrese Haliburton as my guards. Haliburton, I think, is so underappreciated for what he's been doing. Former Sacramento King, I love to see what he's doing. I just think scoring 20 points and 11 assists in a season, especially in today's age where that many assists in a season is pretty much unheard of. You know, Chris Paul is, I think, the last guy to be doing assist totals like that.
I think it was Russ. And
or Russ,
too. Like,
but again, that was
game,
like
yeah.
6 years ago.
Well, not Russ.
No.
Russ
was like 2 years ago.
No, I'm saying. But like consistently
Paul.
Like this.
Yeah,
Chris Paul was, yeah. Tyrese Haliburton at such a young age, too. Is what, third year in the league? And he's playing like a vet. He knows how to pass the ball around.
Great
I just
defender.
Think, yeah, he's just so underappreciated for what he's doing. 6'5", he has size. He's just so good.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, it's obvious. Great defender.
No, that would be the biggest snub in the league if he did not make the All-Star game.
And then other guys.
Or De'Aaron Fox. When we get to the West, that'd be a big snub too.
Did you leave him off? Or did somebody leave
him
off?
We'll see.
Whoa.
Just finish your list.
All right, then I got DeMar DeRozan.
Snubs, so it came to my head.
DeMar DeRozan averaging 26 a game. I feel like he's been doing it pretty quietly. I don't see anybody talking about DeRozan scoring 26 a game. That's crazy to me.
Because they're losing.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, 26 a game, that's beast right there. KD, of course, it's obvious. And then Bam Adebayo as my other front court. And then the other two guys, I have Darius Garland and Bradley Beal. Although the Wizards are not winning whatsoever, Beal, I think, will get the fan vote. Everybody knows how good he is at scoring.
Yeah.
He's been so good for so long. I think he'll get in there based off that.
So who do you have not making it?
And then injured reserve, I have DeJounte Murray. Jimmy Butler, if he plays enough games, because I think he'll
get
a heavy fan vote too. And then Kristaps Porzingis.
So who do you have making it that don't have making it that we do? Because neither
Maxey,
of us...
Maxey, he doesn't have Maxey.
I didn't have Maxey solely because he
well,
wasn't going to play
either.
Enough games.
Huh?
I don't have Maxey either.
Yeah.
It was like if he comes back and plays better than Haliburton does. Because neither of us have...
I have the same
Bradley
guys you
Beal
do.
Starting.
Or yeah, not, I have Beal in.
Not starting. Yeah, you have Bradley Beal in. You have Jimmy as a reserve.
That's if he plays enough games, just because of the fan vote. Everybody loves Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he's just having a little bit of a down year.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, fan votes, you know, he's going to... They're so prominent.
Yeah, they are so prominent,
so we'll see how it goes. Yeah. But, you know, that's my East.
Yep, moving on to my West. My captain's going to shock some people, but I got Luka Doncic being the captain. Mm-hmm. Reason being, he's got, you know, he's got the worldwide vote. I feel like he might lead it,
yeah.
the vote, but...
You think Giannis and Luka are going to take over and be that foreign all-star captains this year?
Yeah, I could see it. No, I mean, they're...
Battle of the Worlds?
For real. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be, you know. But speaking of that, I got Luka, 33 points per game on 50% from the field.
Crazy
efficient, great playmaker. I got Curry as the other, you know, backcourt guy, you know, coming off that title. Been playing great, 31. LeBron, many may argue he is... an all-star, but not an all-star starter, kind of due to his inefficiency, but, I mean...
It's LeBron.
He's going to get so many votes, it's going to... Like, he's get, he might even be the captain. Yeah. That's how many votes he'll get. Right. But AD, his, LeBron's sidekick, I got him. He's been having a great season.
Didn't start off that way, mm-hmm. but the past 2 weeks has been, like, Pelicans AD.
Well, yeah. You want to know why? Because he got a real playmaker up there. Yeah.
Who, Russ?
Yeah.
Well, what was it the first, like...
LeBron.
2 weeks of the season.
LeBron was handling the ball.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure over the last week, Anthony Davis is averaging 35 points and three blocks.
And like yeah, he's been 16 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's been absurd.
I mean, they, if they could just put it together, they have like amazing
It's just
potential.
The rest of the roster is so bad.
No, they're climbing their way back up to 500, though.
I think they could be good. I mean, they Darvin Ham made some questionable decisions, you know, taking Russ out, and then they blow the lead, of course. But, you know, you just got to get some shooters up in there, you know. Russ is the only one that can shoot, so... I mean, it sounds crazy to say,
hey, man. You got the splash crack. Just don't,
You got AR-15.
Your mom did not like that one.
She thought it was funny. She was talking to me about it when we were in California. She's like, did you say splash crackers? Well, yeah, it's the nickname. But yeah. Let's keep going.
But I got Jokic at the center, you know, second best center in the league.
He's
no
having
doubt.
A little bit of a down year, though. Like, it's not MVP level.
Yeah.
But it's still
Good
starting.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Still the second best center in the league. Moving on to my bench, I got John Morant. Mm-hmm. You know,
who could start?
Yeah, he could. He definitely could. But I feel like he could start over Curry. But the fan vote's gonna kill
him.
No,
he won't. I'm just saying, like, that's how deep the West is.
He would easily start in the East.
Easily. Same with the next
over Trey. Yeah, SGA. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. He absolutely has been having a great season. Like, Thunder have not seen nothing like this since Russell Westbrook. Seen a star, you know, go out there and play. I mean, they're doing okay, but they're not getting wins, you know, consistently. They're still winning games, though. Then my next guy is PG, your boy.
Paul George. Fresno State.
He's been doing pretty good, you know, leading the clip as per usual.
Where's Kawhi?
I don't know, bro. He's been off topic, but
it's just, he's just not playing.
I don't. Yeah, he's like turned into Ben Simmons now. Like,
yeah,
who got injured last night? But my next guy is Brandon Ingram. He's been a snub for years prior to last year, but I got him averaging about 21 points per game, and I got his boy Zion 23 points per game. You know, the two Pelican stars. They've been doing really good this year, leading them back into relevance. And then I got De'Aaron Fox,
Jamie Sire. You gotta wait for mine though.
Around 24 points per game, and I got Devin Booker. Those two guys, you know, they've been doing really good, leading their teams, you know. And then my snubs are Anthony Edwards, Jalen Green, and Lori.
Jalen Green's a good one.
Yep. Top five shooting guard, baby.
Yeah. I mean, he's scoring like it.
He is, yeah. Let's jump into my West here. Let's start off with the captain. I got Splash Brother Stephen Curry as my West captain. This will be his 9th All-Star selection, no question there. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they either give it to Luka or LeBron for the captain, but I'm going to go with Steph Curry.
It's
got to
be Steph. Yeah. He's balling.
He is balling. He's balling out of his mind. I mean, not as good as Luka, but it'll
still
be close.
It's Steph Curry. He'll
at shooting guard, I got Luka Doncic. This will be his 4th All-Star selection. And then at small forward, this will be his 19th. Almost two decades. 19th All-Star selection, LeBron James. I mean, I could see him coming off the bench, but he won't. Like, we've established the fan vote. Power forward got AD, who's been playing out of his mind the past 2 weeks, and it just keeps going and going. This will be his 9th All-Star selection. Nikola Jokic at center. This will be his 5th All-Star selection, which is crazy. I feel like he's only been, like, relevant for, like...
4 years.
Yeah, 5th is... Wow, because he started off his career, like, doing absolutely nothing.
He just popped
out of nowhere. Yeah. Second-round pick. And then off the bench, who could be a starter. This will be his first time in an All-Star jersey, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
The GOAT.
He's arguably put himself into one of the top 5 players in the league. mm-hmm. which is crazy because at the beginning of the season we did our rankings. I don't think he was on any of our lists. No. I mean, he was on our list, I believe, but he wasn't like
not that high.
Not that high at all. Ja Morant, this would be a second All-Star selection. And I got his other brother in the same draft. They played back in high school, right?
Yep, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Shout out. Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. This would be a second All-Star selection. When I first wrote this, I said first All-Star selection. I completely forgot he made the All-Star game.
Not last year.
Two years ago. Because last year.
Yellow jerseys.
Yeah, because last year he didn't play at all. Mm-hmm. So I forgot like he was like an All-Star. So at first I said first, but no, this would be a second. And then this would be Karl-Anthony Towns' spot. But as we established earlier, he's going to be out for about 6 weeks, which tanks his chances. He won't be eligible. He won't play enough games. So who's this spot going to at the forward position? Lauri Markkanen. This is going to be his first All-Star selection. I know Kenny, KOT4Q, king of the fourth quarter, he's crying right now because the Chicago Bulls traded him a few years ago for really not that much. But he wasn't producing this.
Not like this.
And then on the Cavs last year, he was mid, didn't really fit. But he's playing like all-star level.
So let me ask you, why you got him making it over Brandon Ingram? I mean, I see you got him on the reserves, but why do you have him, like, you know, being that guy to back up?
I just think, I mean, he's averaging more points. He's averaging more rebounds. I'm not sure about dishing out the rock, but when it comes to that position, it doesn't really matter as much. No, I just think he's playing. He's having a better season. Brandon Ingram is not playing as well as he did last year when he was an all-star. Still good. I mean, again, I have him as Brandon Ingram as a reserve. He could make it if someone gets hurt. I just think Lauri has played above expectations, and I think he deserves the vote. Do I think he'll get the votes? Probably not, because he's not like in a big market, not as well known. But I think he deserves the All-Star nod.
Yeah,
he's played out of his mind to help this team. They've come back down to earth a little bit, but I just think Lauri has, again, statistically, it's a little better.
Has had
a better season. He's also like one of my MIP candidates as well. Yeah. I got Paul George, 8th All-Star selection. Started off the season a little slow, but he's gone back to form. Carrying this Clippers roster to a mediocre. And then I don't have De'Aaron Fox.
You disgust me.
I don't have De'Aaron Fox. I'm kidding.
I was going to say.
De'Aaron Fox, first time All-Star. He's been snubbed for years. And when I was writing the next name here, Devin Booker, I was like, we were talking about Devin Booker. Well, not us, because we didn't know each other. But I was talking about Devin Booker with like my friends years ago. Snub. This will be his fourth All-Star selection. It's De'Aaron Fox's time. He's going to be making it for years and years to come. He won't be a snub anymore. Like Devin Booker, he's now in an All-Star team and he's going to continue to make it. Some reserves that could make it if injuries happen, as we've established, B.I., Brandon Ingram, Anthony Edwards, and I doubt any of you have this, but Anthony Simons.
No, I do not.
I left him off. I intentionally did. But
yeah, I did too. Me too.
He's helping this Portland Trailblazers roster. He's averaging one of the most points in the league, top 20, above Dame, above some other guys that you guys have, even above some guys that are in my starters. He's balling, but he is pure offense. He's not really...
No defense.
Yeah, no defense, yeah. Pure offense. But some could argue about, you know, Bradley Beal like that on the East. So, I don't know.
But Beal has that veteran experience.
He does.
He's been in the league longer.
Also been in the playoffs a few times.
Like, it's kind of like... You're saying it's kind of like a fake 23 points? Like, if a Lou Will average 23. It's just pure offense?
Yep. Pretty much.
I could see that, but I just think he... In my opinion, he deserves an injury reserve spot if someone gets hurt. Kind of like how Mike Conley did last year or the year before. That's just my opinion on that.
Alrighty. Moving on to my Western Conference. At captain, I have De'Aaron Fox. No, at captain, I have Splash Brother number one, Steph Curry. Again, this is purely off fan votes. I could see the appeal to Luka Doncic, but I feel like it's Steph Curry's time to finally get that captain. So I'm going to go him with the point guard, shooting guard Luka Doncic. It's obvious. He's putting up one of the best seasons we've ever seen. Small forward LeBron, again, the fan votes. I know we keep bringing it up, but it's very prominent in the voting scene and who becomes an all-star, who doesn't. Power forward Anthony Davis, he's been playing out of his mind. It's kind of crazy to see two Lakers in the starting lineup and them have the record they do. But again...
Like 2 weeks ago, I would not have two Lakers in the starting lineup.
Probably just because
it wouldn't have been LeBron, no, because he was hurt and we didn't know how long he'd be out.
Anthony Davis wasn't playing.
It would be Russell Westbrook. He will be the only one in there.
Okay. And then at center, let's move on. We're not even going to talk about that. At center, Nikola Jokic. Again, he's not playing as well as he used to. He's not winning MVP. He's not going back-to-back-to-back. But he's the best center in the West. The competition it's not really there. So it's going to obviously be him. Reserves, SGA. We've talked about him so much. He's just fantastic. Imagine he was still in the Clippers. Imagine he never got traded. Imagine
him and Kawhi, healthy Kawhi.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think they'd be as good.
Without Paul George?
Well, because Kawhi's not even playing, so imagine if they would just have Shea right now.
And I mean, they have good role players. The Thunder only have Shea, too.
Yeah, they have no role players. True.
They have Giddy.
Oh, but he's... Yeah, they do have Giddy, but...
Dort.
I mean,
who was on the Clippers?
Rocco.
Powell.
Yeah, Rocco.
Batum.
It's an old team.
Zubac.
Hey, Zubac, Will Chamberlain.
I think they'd be better with Shea and the Clippers, yeah, if they didn't have Kawhi right now and no Paul George.
How many minutes a game does Shea play?
I don't think he's on no like usage rate.
Tatum
like,
has the most minutes.
He's not on like a usage rate like Westbrook used to be. I know how them coaches like to play their players down there, but
because I heard he plays a lot of minutes.
He's probably around 37 or something.
He's at 36.
Yeah, so he's playing.
So he's
the maximum
like the league average. Or yeah,
You know who's averaging the most?
Just Tatum.
No, there's two players averaging the most.
Joel Embiid.
Actually, one. Luka's averaging 37, and then behind that is Ja Morant. No, yeah. So Luka at one. And then Donovan Mitchell.
Interesting.
And then I'm just rambling off these here. Bradley Beal's up there. Anthony Simons is up there.
Huh.
Jaylen Brown. All the top guys that score the – it's really all the guys that score the most
the
points.
The scorers, yeah.
I would say the guy who scores the most in the least amount of points would be Giannis. He's only averaging around 32 minutes, and he's averaging 30 points, where Shea's averaging 31, he's playing three more minutes. Which, yeah. 3 more minutes, that means a lot in an NBA game.
Yeah.
Or Tatum's averaging 36, and he's averaging 30.
Imagine Giannis playing 36
minutes
a game.
No, that's what I'm saying. There was, like – I think it was their championship year. He was averaging, like, 29 minutes a game and getting, like, 30 points a game. Mm-hmm. His per 36 was, like – 37 points per game.
Incredible.
Like 8 rebounds.
So he's
like,
the best player in the league.
No, he is. No doubt. He's right there.
Not Jason Tatum. Next up, my next guard, Ja Morant. It's another easy choice. He's averaging just about 30 points a game. He's hardcore carrying that Grizzlies team. Mm-hmm. Not hardcore. They have pieces, but with no Desmond Bain, who probably would have been an all-star had he not gotten hurt. But Ja Morant's doing his job out there. The Grizzlies are winning games. They lost to the Kings, but that doesn't matter. Next up, I have a guy you guys didn't have. Andrew Wiggins.
That's crazy.
He got me trembling in my boots, bro.
I just feel like it's going to be the same thing that happened last year. He's having a better year than he had last year, actually. And he was a starter on the All-Star team.
Yeah.
So I feel like just based off that, he'll make it in. You know, he carries that Warriors load sometimes.
No, he's the best defender.
Yeah, he's their best
defender. Other than Draymond.
He's clutch. He hits a lot of tough shots.
I just don't think it's going to happen to him.
I don't either, just because of their record.
I think it's very possible, but in my eyes, I think Andrew Wiggins could definitely make it. Next up, Zion Williamson, all-star number 2 for him. It's an obvious one. He's balling. He hasn't really lost too much of his step since his rookie year.
Scoring's just gone down a little bit.
Just a little bit, but, I mean, it's going to happen when you haven't played in a year.
And you have more pieces.
And they have like a big three that all need the ball in their hand. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they don't have a playmaker.
Exactly.
CJ McCollum is their point guard. He's a scorer.
Rust of the
so he was going to be bound to lose points. I honestly think they could use Westbrook.
That would actually help.
Westbrook would be a beast on the Pelicans.
I mean, they got some big contracts down there. So, I mean.
Yeah, but.
Give them Alvarado. Alvarado for Westbrook, straight up. Next up, we got Brandon Ingram. Ingram, again, with that Pelicans roster, he plays so well. He looks homeless, but that doesn't change the fact that he's a scoring machine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, it's crazy.
Under the radar, homeless man balling in the NBA.
He's, ever since he went to the Pelicans, he's been a consistent all-star, and I don't think that stops this year. Next up, the next two guys, two guards, De'Aaron Fox. I could ramble day in and day out about how good Fox is, how slept on. He should have been an all-star 3 years in a row at this point. In 2020, he averaged 25 a game, and I feel like nobody talked about
it. That was such a snubbed year.
Mm-hmm. And the next year, he averaged 24, and then this year he's averaging 25, 5, and 6. He's the most clutch player in the league, leads the league in clutch points.
Yeah.
I think he's shooting 64% in the clutch and 50% from three. And then this year he's shooting 40% from three, which is a career high. Career high in free throw percentage. He's just playing like a machine.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Mm-hmm. I can go on and on. He's carrying this Kings roster at points. But I'll stop myself from talking so I don't ramble. Move on to Devin Booker. Again, this is another obvious one. The guards in this on the West are just so stacked.
It's always been
like
that.
Booker could have been a starter. Probably not a starter, but
no,
he could have been much higher in the East.
Yeah,
and over here, he's like the fourth guard, sixth guard in the West.
That's crazy.
Insane.
That's crazy. Because Fox has definitely been out playing. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah.
He's the reincarnation of Kobe Bryant, according to himself.
He plays just like him. It's like crazy.
So he'll make it. He's been carrying the load on the Suns. Chris Paul's been having a down year, but Booker's been picking it up. Injured reserve for if any of these guys get hurt. Anthony Edwards, Popeyes lover. Paul George, Fresno State brother.
Why Paul George and, you know, not... Why Andrew Wiggins and not Paul George?
Oh, yeah. That's
because we were talking about how Paul George plays guard.
Yeah, it's true. Andrew Wiggins is a forward. Okay, yeah. Okay. How about...
If Paul George was allowed to be a forward, I'd have him over Wiggins every day.
Okay, okay. Then how did I finagle that?
Yeah, I did the same thing, so...
Yeah, because Paul George is a... No, Paul George is a shooting guard.
Yes. Yeah, so he's a guard.
Oh, because I had Laurie making it over.
Mm-hmm. And then I have Laurie as my next
entry. Yeah, because I didn't have B.I. making it.
Yeah.
Okay, I can
And see. I could easily put Laurie over Andrew Wiggins, but I don't know.
So it's Laurie Markkanen that I had over Andrew Wiggins. All right, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but I understand.
Okay. I could easily put Laurie over Wiggins. I think they're neck and neck. But Wiggins is on a better team. He has a lot more weapons on his team, and he's still producing at a high level. So, I mean, if you put Laurie on the Warriors, I don't think he puts up the numbers that he does.
I just think the only reason why Laurie could make it this year, it's going to be like a... I could be wrong. He could get better, but I think it's going to be a one-off.
Yeah,
easily. Like, he'll make it this year, and I don't think he'll make it again.
Yeah,
like Fred VanVleet that one year.
Right. Yeah, I could also see it because the All-Star game is in Utah. So, you know, they always to have a hometown guy, boy. You know, last year...
A little bit of NBA rigging we're talking about.
I could see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jared Allen was an All-Star last year.
True.
Year before that. Where was
it? And Garland.
Yeah. Where was it in 20?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
All right, well, Chicago. Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he probably warranted that.
Yeah. 19 was Kemba Walker in 2019. So, I mean.
It's probably his last. Kemba Walker was.
Oh, it was his last one.
No, mm-hmm. Was he on the Celtics in 2019?
Like, no, 2018-19.
Oh, okay, I got you. I see you.
So, yeah, that's my Western Conference. A little bit of controversy there with Laurie, Wiggins, all that fun stuff. But, again, it's our early predictions. There's going to be some controversy. I don't think any of us are going to be pinpoint correct. I'm sure somebody will be a surprise when the time comes.
But do you think there's anyone that we didn't talk about that could make it?
I'm sure. Like, there was injured guys that easily could have made it. Like, we didn't really extendedly talk about, like, Pascal Siakam, right, who's been having a great year.
He could make it. I have him as an injury reserve if he comes back. I think he comes back either tonight or in the next less than a week. If he pops off like he did, he could. Let me go look at my
Dame. None of us had Dame.
Hell no.
I mean, I don't like him, so, I mean, I'm fine with him.
I mean, if Pascal comes back and plays well, he'll jump over Kristaps for me.
I mean, Rudy Gobert Rudy Gobert. Centers in the West are so weak, and
they're weak,
there's
you
not
can put
really
a
backup Western
there.
Center. Yeah, like, just play Zion there, I guess. But, again, he's been an all-star over the last few years, and this would be the first time in a very long time he'd miss out. So, again, we never really talked about Gobert. Of course, he's having a down year.
I appreciate Gobert's defense.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on
that
world.
That's why he makes all-star games.
But I hate Rudy Gobert.
Jeez. He started COVID.
I don't like him.
I feel the same way about Damian Lillard. But
like,
really?
I respect Gobert's defense, but everything else is just not good. I think he's overrated.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think I'm not a big Rudy Gobert guy either, but I'm appreciative of defense.
I like his defense, but, like, he's annoying. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was grabbing the mic and all that.
He started COVID.
He did start COVID in the NBA.
And, like, you know, he's just annoying. Like, I remember this play last year. he put his hand up to Klay Thompson, and then Klay hit it. He started stomping on the ground. Like, he's just a clown, bro.
The most annoying player in NBA history is Zaza Pachulia.
Yes, I love Zaza.
I just started up. War with Nick because of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah,
that was my peak of Westbrook fandom.
Too.
So
Westbrook's driving down the court, Zaza just decks him on the ground, but it's all right. Russell got him back, dunked on him, and blocked him.
Damn
so.
Right.
Remember when remember when Zaza stepped on Kawhi's ankle?
Yeah, that's where I pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a dirty player, and now he's one of the. I don't think he works like on the sideline with the Warriors, but he's like in their front office.
Yeah,
front
Zaza.
Office.
Everybody loves Zaza.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I like Zaza. Just because he did some bad things doesn't make him a bad guy. Like Draymond Green, just because he kicked a couple nuts doesn't make him a bad guy.
Yeah, but Draymond's funny.
And he also
punched
a face.
Funny. Yeah, he punched his own teammate. I guess that's
another
reason.
You see that video of him on the flight?
Yeah.
So he was on like a regular commercial flight, like whatever.
Was not even in first class.
No, he was.
Well, he was in first class. He was like the very first row.
And he couldn't shut like the over where you put your bags above your head. Boom. He couldn't shut it. So he'd come up five times. And then he sat down. And it's just Draymond Green.
Yeah, it was this dude like, guess what NBA player is sitting on my flight?
I didn't think it was Draymond.
And then he turns around. It's Draymond Green. The dude's like, oh, what's up, Draymond?
He's getting a little gray, Draymond.
Yeah, he's old.
He's like 32,
33. He was another guy that could have made it just based off of fan votes. I mean,
Well, every
fans
time
love their Warriors.
Was based off fan votes.
Yeah. I mean, he was an all-star last year, wasn't he?
No. But I could see him. He validates being all-star, just like what he does.
Then Marcus Smart should be an all-star.
No. He doesn't do as much.
That's the rabbit hole, though.
Draymond Green is a top 10 perimeter defender in NBA history.
Ever.
So is Marcus Smart.
Point guard, yeah. But I'm talking about like
Draymond
does
interior.
Draymond,
he's a better playmaker.
Draymond is like different. Mm-hmm. You know? He's like up there with
he rallies
Dennis
a
Rodman.
Team.
No, he does, he does.
You know, he sets those screens. He's very selfless. He'll fight for a guy. I mean, he'll fight a guy. Yeah. His own teammate apparently. Draymond
Shout out
Green.
Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I mean Draymond Green. There is no Warriors dynasty without Draymond
Green.
No,
there isn't. They would be nothing without him.
Before we close this out, everyone, follow us on Instagram at FCP_UA. Check it out. We're growing that. We post reels. We post our marquee matchups of the week.
Oh, yeah.
We're also going to be posting some interesting things. We've posted start bench cuts in the past. Go check it out. Again, FCP. It'll be in the description of this podcast, but FCP_UA. Go check it out.
Follow us on TikTok, too. We just made one
TikTok
of those.
Well.
And Twitter. We're starting to expand our social media
empire. Next year, big announcement. I don't think we've talked about this because we don't want to talk too much personal things. But, I mean, I like the Thanksgiving we talked about earlier. But we're going to be living together next year. Mm-hmm. We've got an apartment. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll grow this podcast even more. We'll do some more videos. Probably start a YouTube or something because we'll be able to live together.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Probably invest in some different cool things like that. So
yeah, I mean, we can make our own little studio in the room, designated recording areas, spots.
Yeah.
I mean, it just enables us to do so much more. It'd be a lot better because, you know, me and Nick, we live in John England, and we don't have to go over to Alex's place every time.
Yeah, they always come over to my place to meet because I live, like, in a bigger dorm. But, yeah, it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is like a school podcast, but we love this and we want to grind
for
you guys.
Expand.
And this is more than a school podcast for us. This is a dream. This is a goal for us. So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is an opportunity.
This is only podcast 9 of many, many more. We're going to keep this thing going over our winter break as well. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Peace.
Yeah, I mean, let's just wrap it all up real quick.
It's all good.
Thank you all for tuning in to WVUA 90.7 and the Full Court Press podcast. We will be back next week with our extremely controversial lists of our top 10 players of all time. This is Jamie, Nick, and Alex signing out. Peace for real.
Peace.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.